You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Daniel wrote in, and I love that he starts by saying, I need advice. Well, we are here with about, what, a quarter of a million people right now listening?
Give or take.
Who are ready to help hand out advice. We dispense advice around here. Daniel says, I was in a relationship with a woman for 3 years, then she broke up with me. A year later, we got back together and spent another year dating before she broke up with me again. Now it's been another 2 years. She reached out on Facebook and said she really misses me and that she has grown and changed a lot. She wants to know if we can try again. Daniel said, I've always been crazy about her, but I feel burned twice now and don't know if I should try again. I do believe that people can change, and she says she has. Would you trust it and give it another try? Or just say 2 times is enough. Thank you. I really love your show. Daniel.
Well, thank you, Daniel. That's very nice.
I have been in off and on relationships. Jeremy has not. So we come at it from two different viewpoints here. I already know what you're going to say. I don't even have to think twice about it. I know
I'm thinking
what
about this.
Jeremy's going to say, run.
No, but it...
What?
I guess it kind of depends on if you're, you know, if your heart's kind of telling you, you know, that you're kind of in love and you want to do this a third time. It's... I don't know where his head's at, you know, when it comes to this other person.
He says, I've always been crazy about her.
Then he's going to do it. He's going
to
do
it. No, not necessarily. I think if he was going to, I don't think he would have written to us. I think his heart is telling him he wants to see her again. His head is saying, I've been burned. He says, I feel burned twice now.
He's wasting a lot of time.
Is he, though?
I think so.
Why?
Because this is all this back and forth, where he can just get with somebody
that's... Yeah, but if he's not dating anyone else, what's the waste of time?
Maybe he is. Maybe he will find somebody who's, you know, 100% involved and committed. This person doesn't sound committed. Is it the whole three strikes, you're out?
I will say this. If he is in the midst right now of seeing someone else, I would not end things with them to give... Lady number one, a third try. If he's sitting at home watching TV and sports and movies and taking the dog for a while, do it.
I'm with you. Then go do it. Have some fun. Go have some nights out. Get you some loving. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't coming at it from that point.
I
mean, yes, he can just go and jump in the sack, I'm sure.
Why not?
I would... treat it as go. If you're going to go into it open with the idea like, yeah, this time it could work out. There are plenty of people listening to our show right now who were in off and ons that ended up being on and then stayed on for a long, long time. It does happen.
I know, but the third time, it's just like you kind of are getting sick of this. Because you do have to go in with the mindset also of, well, this could fail yet again. And am I wasting another year of my life? Oi.
I'm ready to open up the phones right now. We need you to write in 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Give us a phone call. We want to chat with you about this. 303-691-1649. Daniel says, would you trust it and give it another try? Or just say 2 times is enough. What's it going to be? Your boys want to know.
Your voice in the Mix 100 mornings.
I love you, Jeremy. I want you.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Okay.
So if you're just tuning in, we read a note from a listener, Daniel. It says he was in a relationship with a woman for 3 years. She broke up with him a year later. They got back together again. Another year dating. Then she broke up again. Now it's been another 2 years. Let's do the timeline here. It's been 2 years. Another year is three. And then 1, 4, 5, 6. So over the last 7 years, they have been an item twice. And she has now come back and said she misses him. She has grown. She has changed.
Okay.
And she wants to know if they can try again.
Oy.
Daniel says, do I trust it or do I run? Here comes Elijah. Elijah, what do you think?
Hey, Hey, I just want to say I'm new to Denver, and I'm loving the show so far.
Hey, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Elijah.
Welcome.
Hey. So I was more like the woman in this scenario. I was the one who was breaking up and then calling, oh, I miss you. I finally pulled my head out of my butt, and I married the on, and it has been the best decision of my life.
So you're wanting him to go for it then?
I think you should give it another shot. Like, well, as you guys said, if there's another woman, don't break it off to go back to it. But if he's not got anything going on, go for it.
Why did you break up so many times?
So my family moved around a lot, and then when I was an adult, I started moving around a lot, and it just wasn't easy to keep the long distance thing going. And but every time I ended up back in the same city, we would pick it up right back where we left
okay.
off.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Look, I've been in on-again, off-again relationships, and I see pros and cons, and I don't put as much, like, drama into it as you would think that, like, an mm-hmm. on-again, off-again is filled with drama. It doesn't have to be. It can just be, no, hey, it's not working does. Right it's now. Different. Yeah, he's like, hey, it's not working now, or hey, it is working now. Be an adult, you know? I'm glad you called, Elijah. Thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Bye.
See you later.
Yeah.
All right.
Here comes Valerie. Valerie, what are you going to say to Daniel?
I say give it a shot. I was in a similar situation. Family. We were worried about...
Your phone's cutting in and out.
Your phone keeps breaking up, Valerie. Valerie, start over again. Your phone keeps breaking up.
Oh, sorry. So I say give it a shot because I had a similar thing going on. I had met somebody that I really liked. I knew his family for a really long time. And at first he was just really concerned about what his family thought. So we kind of dated without his family really knowing. And then I wasn't comfortable with that, and he wasn't comfortable with announcing it yet, so we just kind of called it off. But then we got back together, and we were just like, okay, we're just going to do this. And then we broke it off again. Maybe it was the eight-year difference, because I am 8 years older than him.
Okay, did you go back a third time then?
What's the bottom line? Get to the bottom line, Valerie. Are you together today?
We are together today, and we've been together since we got back together for 20 years.
You got a backstory, on again,
good
off again backstory.
First of all, thank you for listening and for calling. And secondly, congratulations. We're glad you've found a happy place with him finally, okay?
Yeah, I mean, just find that common ground, make sure that you guys are ready to go full force with it, and open communication. That's the key, man.
All right,
Valerie,
thank you
so much.
That, to me, seems like a lot of brain damage. I mean, that's just me personally. My God.
Here's Tommy. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Tommy.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with a hard no on this one.
Why a hard no?
I've been on both sides of this. You know, I've been young. I've been stupid. I've been naive. I've been the bad guy. So I think... She gets bored in the relationship. She moves on until she finds something else. She gets bored of that one. Now she's lonely. Oh, well, hey, I know this guy who's crazy about me. He'll take me back anytime. Let's go. She's done it to him twice. She's got to do it to him a third time, too.
How do we know she's really changed? You know, she could just be saying that to get back together.
Well, how do we know she hasn't changed?
She probably hasn't.
Fair. I mean, anything could happen, right? You could win the lottery, too. Just, I don't know. I'd say have some self-respect. She's already done it to you twice. Don't let it happen a third time.
Tommy, very well said. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate that. That's a great call. Here's Dylan. Dylan, what do you think?
I would say absolutely not.
Okay. No. What's your reasoning?
Being someone's second choice, you're always going to have that fear in the back of your head the entire relationship that there's someone else that was better than me. You broke up with me several times for other people, so what am I? Am I just your settle point?
He's going to feel like a schmuck if this goes through the third time and she breaks up with him yet again.
Dylan, thank you
Thanks,
for that.
Thanks, Dylan. I know I would. Then you'd start second-guessing yourself, like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? Why does this person not want to stay with me? I'm a good guy. Then it's a downward spiral from there.
Is this just a typo on the name? Is your name Samuel, or what's your name?
Sam, Samuel, either one.
Sam, I'm glad you called. Here's where we are. It's a five call says it all, and we're tied at two apiece, which means you're the tiebreaker. What do you say?
I'm saying turn and run as fast as possible. I've been through it, on and off relationships, same exact situation. If he feels like he got burned twice, and again, I've been through it. I was on and off with a woman for 22 years. And I don't want him feeling like I felt the third time. Yeah, people like that just don't change. I hate to say it, but
after the third time, there could be a fourth time and a fifth time and a sixth time. It's like, how long does this need to go on?
I get all that, and I can't argue.
20 years for Sam.
I can't argue with what you're saying, Sam. However, if the next call we took was from somebody like the first call that broke up twice, and the third time they got together and they've now been together for like 20, 30 years, that's also anecdotal evidence. So why is one more? I'm just asking a question. Yeah. Why is one more powerful than the other? And you say you've been through it and it didn't work out. Somebody else called us. They've been through it and it did work out. So what's the right answer?
They found the one in a million, I guess.
Sam, was it just you? Did it boil down to, were you the problem?
Bad breath? Was it bad breath, Samuel?
I don't think so. I don't think it was me.
Wasn't you? Okay.
Just like one of the guys said, you can win the lottery also, but what's the chances of it?
Then she'll really want you back.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Win the lottery, she'll definitely want to be back with you.
All right, buddy.
Oh, Sam.
Good
Wait
luck.
A minute. Are you with someone and happy today?
No, I am single today.
Still looking.
I'm a single father of three kids, and I just want to keep it that way for a while.
All right, man.
Well,
it's
we're
working
glad
for
you,
you
called. Thank you for being on the show, okay, buddy?
See you, dude.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yep.
Single the final set, we started 2-0 in favor of Go For It, and then 3 in a row said run, like you've said, Jeremy. So
I think so. I don't want him to get back with her.
Daniel, we're going to need a follow-up. We demand a follow-up to this one. So let us know what you end up deciding.